The Justice in Mexico Institute at the University of San Diego has been keeping a tab on the number of homicides in Mexico since 2001. They've just released the report for the past year. And here to tell us more is Professor David Shirk, one of the authors. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, how difficult is it to pin down these figures?
It's been very difficult in the last year or so. The Mexican government has, for the last few years, been very ambivalent about releasing figures on homicide and other forms of violent crime. When the new government of Enrique Peña Nieto took over in December of 2012, there was a significant slowdown in the release of information and the type of information that the government was able to report. The government claims that it's very difficult and problematic to try to track drug-related killings for technical and methodological reasons. But there's also, you know, a political incentive to reduce the flow of information to the public because it doesn't make the government look very good when you have tens of thousands of people being killed in a lot of this violence.
What exactly do you look for in the crime statistics to hone in on what you call intentional homicides?
Well, we're looking specifically, when we look at drug-related or organized crime-style homicides, we look for some really particular characteristics. So this includes forms of violence like decapitations, multiple gunshot wounds with high-powered automatic weapons, or execution-style killings where you line 13 people up alongside a road and shoot them in the back of the head. Those kinds of killings are the ones that we've dubbed organized crime-style killings. We think that probably about half of all of the homicides that we saw last year in Mexico were related to organized crime.
So what does the big picture look like for 2013?
Well, in 2013, the Mexican police agency found about 18,000 homicides, which is actually a significant decrease from 2012. In 2012, there were about 21, almost 22,000 homicides in Mexico. So this last year, we saw a 16% decrease in the number of homicides overall. What I think is important to say is that if you took away the organized crime and sort of drug killings, Mexico would be an extremely peaceful place, especially for Latin America. You'd probably see a homicide rate of somewhere between 5 and 10 homicides per 100,000. But with all this violence, you have a homicide rate of over 20 per 100,000 people, which the World Health Organization characterizes as an epidemic level of homicide.
Are there any particular regions where this downward trend is really apparent?
Yes. For folks living in Southern California, I think it's comforting to know that overall, along the entire U.S.-Mexico border, we've actually seen a very steep decline in northern Mexican border states. The decline in Ciudad Juarez has probably, and the state of Chihuahua has probably been the most remarkable, but we've also seen very significant declines in the state of Nuevo León, which is where the city of Monterrey is located. There's been a slight increase in the number of homicides in Baja California and Tijuana, but the levels are still just a fraction of the violence that we saw back in 2008 and 2009. So overall, the border region looks pretty good. The real problem areas for Mexico right now, I think, are more in central Mexico. The state of Guerrero, which is where the city of Acapulco is located, has an elevated level of homicide right now. And actually, Acapulco is the most violent city, at least measured by homicides, in the whole country. So there's significant challenge, I think, in central Mexico because these are much poorer states. They're states where there are a lot of long-standing issues that contribute to violence. And what we've seen in the last year or so is the emergence of self-defense groups in many of the communities in states like Guerrero and also the state of Michoacán. And those self-defense groups, unfortunately, are contributing in some ways to the violence because they've picked up guns and they're now trying to fight the organized crime groups and drug trafficking organizations that are affecting their communities. So that's increased and changed the nature of the violence in those communities. The concern now is that Mexico really needs to reinforce its police apparatus and its ability to promote basic citizen security. This is what Peña Nieto has said he wants to do, but we haven't seen very strong affirmative steps in that direction. And I think the pressure will now be on the Mexican government to really step up police professionalization and sort of local community crime prevention strategies to help alleviate those problems.
David Shirk is a professor at the University of San Diego and one of the authors of the 2013 Justice in Mexico report on drug violence. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Jay.